flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into Sports Talk here at the Memorial Convention Center. Host Committee's Media Center on Radio Row, powered by Lambert, Saney, Smith, and Soso. Talking about Super Bowl 59, getting ready to kick off on Sunday. Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles squaring off, and the second time in 2 years, it's, you know, basically, you know, part due between these two teams in the title game.
And they're two totally different teams today.
Yeah.
Okay, they got some of the same players, but, you know, you think about the Eagles and the transformation, even in the coaching staffs of both, have been kind of reworked. Because those two coaches that were with the Eagles, now, I'm not sure what Sirianni coaches, to
What's
be honest.
What's funny is one stayed in Arizona last time.
Yeah, and, you know, figured this time, it looks like one of them might stay here with Kellen Moore. Yeah. But you think about Sirianni, you know, and then Gannon, and then, you know, everything sort of works out.
Right.
New offensive, defensive coordinators. And, you know, we wondered a little bit, could Nick survive?
Wait, that was talk about this season, like Nick Sirianni on the hot seat.
Could he survive? Because he's unconventional.
Right.
Any guy that's going to go on the sidelines and try to pick a fight with Jalen Carter, no. You need to get some examination there. No, you better not pick a fight with Jalen. And on any stretches, and me went on the sidelines, and Big Dom had to separate them
right.
Between the two of them. But, you know, look, you know, Nick does it his own way. And it's unconventional how he coaches. He does have a talented team, but that ain't by luck. You're not winning by luck.
Right. That, what people think about his attitude or how he cowers himself, that don't matter when it comes to playing football.
And the players don't care.
No, okay, they apparently
that deal
like
is,
it.
You treat us right, you treat us like men, and we good. And in the heat of the battle, you know, I think people make so much of a big deal about, you know, sometimes coaches and players kind of square
it,
off and talking to one another. Now, again, I'd be a little bit careful around Jalen, but it does happen a lot,
yeah.
A lot more than you think.
Like you mentioned, heat of the battle, things are said.
You know, and even we saw a couple years back with Travis Kelce and Andy running into him. You know, and almost knocked the pops down. Come on. And Andy, the way he's built today, you know, he falls. One of the things, now I'll tell part of the story. I'll let Pete Jenkins tell it next time he's on. But Pete tells a story about when they played the Saints and he was on the staff with Andy.
Okay.
And Mike Cereal, you know, Mike's got his place here downtown. Mike's a big LSU guy. So he was tight with Pete, and he was like, what do you think Andy wants to eat? And he was like, I'm not real sure. He said, well, I'm going to send him a big muffalata. Okay. He sent him fried shrimp, fried catfish, and like what would be equivalent to like two bowls of seafood gumbo. Now, Andy thought he was going to be able to eat that all in one shot, which he did.
Whoa.
But he called that gumbo, he called it soup. So the next day tells Pete, man, Pete, that soup was really good. Pete said, we're talking about soup. He said, man, you know that stuff with that seafood in it? He said, no. He said, that's gumbo. He said, okay, it was really good. He said, man, cereal, man, you got to thank him for me. Man, he said, that big sandwich, that went down pretty good. He said, you ate everything? He said, yeah, I ate the whole deal. So he ate a muffalata. And that deal, that he said, I think he had a few fried shrimp and a piece or two of fried fish left. But he said Andy cleaned out,
man,
basically what they brought him over there. But, you know, that's, I think, what makes him sort of a lovable guy, you know, because he's a regular cat. You know, he's not this GQ-looking guy, does the commercials now. They got a guy that kind of plays Andy. It's not all Andy in the commercial. But the fact that, man, he's become one of the greatest play designers ever in this game. You can call any play you want. The ability to design a play, I don't think there's anybody better than Andy Reid.
And I think a lot of folks always, they're looking for this big personality in coach.
He's not that guy. And I know Pete said, Mike, this is no offense to anybody I've ever worked with. And, you know, Pete's coach 54 years.
Right.
He said, but he is the nicest and the fairest guy I've ever coached with or for. And he's coached with a lot of big-time guys throughout that career. And he said, it's just the way he treats everybody. But he says, you know, it's funny, when Andy walks in that room with the Chiefs, everybody kind of stands up in that, sits up in that chair.
Respect.
It's not slouch. It's respect for him as a coach, because he's going to treat you like a man. Now, what he wants from you, you give me effort. I want you giving me effort, and mental mistakes, that's on you, not on us. Okay?
Right.
We're going to teach you, but that mental mistake is on you. And he'll accept the physical mistake, because it happens. Okay, you make a physical mistake. He's not too keen on the mental ones. That's the ones that get under his skin. It's funny in talking to people that have worked for Bill Belichick or Parcells.
Even Peyton, I think, too.
Exactly. They'll accept the physical mistake or making a mistake on the field is the mental mistake.
Right,
that
we've gone over and over and over in this, and you still can't get it right.
Exactly. And so it's funny how the loyalty on that staff has stayed, too.
Yeah.
You think about Spag all those years, Brandon all those years, because Brandon came a few years back. He could have stayed with Belichick.
Yeah.
He goes there.
Do you think it's a little odd that no team has, you know, looking for a head coach has come calling for Spags even?
You know, and he's a defensive-minded guy.
Right.
And I don't know, Steve. Some of that stigma of what happened in with the Rams, I think, is still on him with that. But, man, he was a great coordinator with the Giants. It didn't work out with the Rams. Didn't work out with the Saints. But look what's happened in Kansas City.
For sure.
And I'm surprised he has not gotten more phone calls.
There's not even like the whisper of it happening.
No, and so he might be one of those guys. I know Bob talks about it. You know, lifelong, really great assistant coach.
I know my plays.
Like Vic.
Right.
Vic Fangio. Wade Phillips. Exactly.
Yeah.
That sort of guy for all those years. Dick LeBron, Dick LeBeau, for all those years as a coordinator. And some guys are built for the big room, and some guys aren't. And maybe at this stage of his life with Steve, maybe he feels, hey, I'm comfortable here, and I'm comfortable working for Andy, and Andy's already made the comment, I'm not retiring.
Yeah, I'm interested to see, like, a guy that was here, we know as head coach, now in Chicago with the defensive coordinator, Dennis Allen. I think he's going to have great success in Chicago.
I think he's one of those guys that the coordinator spot is built for him.
Yeah.
The big question mark, after you watch what happened when he was with the Raiders, and not all of it was his fault, to get a second shot with that type
right.
record, man, that's rare in this league. Really rare.